Well, hello and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It is so good to be back, and it is so great to be broadcasting to you from the Philippines, 7,000 plus beautiful islands, and we are in the capital city tonight, Manila. And that was a little bit of Chris Tomlin just sound checking in the Phil Sports Arena, about 7,000 plus seats in this place. Don't know how to describe it to you. Just imagine Sao Paulo meets Mexico City. That's probably the closest thing I can tell you. And this place, I'm not sure what all it's seen. Probably some boxing and some basketball and who knows what else. We're right in the middle of the Olympic sports complex for the Philippines. And I think there's some pre-Olympic event going on right next door. But we are fired up and excited. In just a couple hours, this place is going to be overrun with about 7,500 Filipinos, and I'm sure it's going to get crazy in here. And it is so good to be back with you all. I'm hoping we can post this tonight. Bandwidth has been a little bit of a challenge since we've been in the Philippines, but guess what? Of all things, Blogger, the Google people, decided to shut our blog down today. And I'm like, you know what? That's pretty funny. We wake up in the Philippines, look on my email. I have an email from Google saying, we have detected that your blog account is a spam account, blah, 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 blah. You need to come fill out this form, verify that you're really you, and that spammers aren't using your blog account. And once we review all that, we'll decide whether or not we can reinstate your blog. And I'm thinking, hello, it is the first day of the second leg of the Passion World Tour. We are about to begin in Manila. In 2 days, we'll be in Kuala Lumpur. 2 days after that, Jakarta. And everybody in the world, including me, is ready for some photos and a story from Manila. And Google decides to shut the blog down. So there is no number to call. I wish I could give you the 1-800 Google blog number so that we could all kindly call them and say thank you. That's very, very cool. But you wouldn't believe it, our amazing staff, some back in Atlanta at the Passion House, thank you, Matt, and here in Manila, Jonathan, these guys have worked like heroes today and recreated an entirely brand new blog. And the last few hours, both working in Atlanta and Manila, and hopefully we're going to be able to switch our blog over to that tonight and post a blog from Manila tonight. But in the event that we can't, well, I'll just say that we will. But even in that, we wanted to get this podcast up tonight, so we're going to try to post this after the event tonight and let you guys hear a little taste of what it's like to be a part of worshiping Jesus Christ in the middle of 14-plus million people and one of what is, in parts, one of the most densely populated cities in all the earth. And we, you know, we're feeling a little bit, to be really honest with you. It's almost 5 here now in the evening. 2 hours to launch, or maybe 2.5 hours to the startup of this thing. And that means it's 5 a.m. back in Atlanta, Georgia, and our bodies and our minds are thinking it's 5 a.m. and we've been up all night inside our brains. But we are excited. We're happy to be here. Couldn't be more grateful to God that He brought us here. And we have felt your prayers again. It's just amazing how we get into one of these cities and we get into one of these venues and we feel all of a sudden connected again, and we know that people are praying. London, we know you guys are with us. You've prayed all these days since we were there on June the 5th, and you've carried a torch for us this long distance. We know we got people all over the world who are leaning into this night with us, and people who already knew as soon as I wake up on Friday morning, I know it's going to be Friday night in Manila, and as soon as I wake up, I'm going to be praying for you guys and covering you in prayer. And I think it's going to be an amazing night. I just want to say hello. I hadn't heard this sound in a while. I don't know if you've been with us around the world tour, but if you have, you've heard this sound. Let me walk out here where you can hear it just for a bit. That is part of our opening overture, which just tells in a few simple images the story of Jesus Christ come to this earth, a perfect Son of God captured in the throes of sin and shame and taken down to death in the grave. But Jesus, who by the power of God was called up from the depths, was called up from the grave, was called up from death, was raised up to give life and hope and power And then that kicks us into a bittersweet symphony, which is really mostly sweet and a whole lot not so bitter, as we just say hello, Manila. So a few hours till we get rolling here. I just wanted to say welcome back to the Passion Podcast. You are with us live in the Phil Sports Arena, backstage with all the old basketball golds and I guess the new ones over here. And a whole lot of expectation and a whole lot of hope and faith in what Jesus is going to do tonight as we make him famous in this place and we lift him up. So I'll be back with you. Hopefully in the middle of it, you'll get to hear the students here registering their voices with the rest of you guys from the other six stops we've had around the world. And I'll be back to tell you a little bit about tonight before we post this thing later on. So thanks for joining us. You're with us from the Philippines on the Passion Podcast. Okay, so we're back on the Passion Podcast, and we're 1 hour and 15 minutes to this thing starting, and I'm back in Christian Stanfield's dressing room back here with a couple guys in his band. It's a very lovely place, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it's about, used to be 25 degrees in here before I turned it up a little bit.
Well, you're the only one of the few places in Manila that's got air conditioning, and it has to turn the air conditioning up, so...
Yeah.
But I heard there was a line. They just let some people in. I'm seeing people coming in out there. But the line I heard was forever. I don't know how long 5 or 6 or 7,000 people line is, but it sounds like it's pretty crazy. But I'm excited you're here. It's your first time on the Passion World Tour. Made it to Manila. You guys have come an awfully long way, to be with us for one
long
stop.
Long way for 30 minutes.
It is a long way to play for 30 minutes. It's probably, how far did we come? Like about 9,000 miles or something like that?
Yeah, just about that.
So that's somebody can work out that equation, how many miles per minute that is, but that's pretty impressive. But
yeah. Alex,
get right to it. But tell me a little bit about how you're feeling about tonight and what you think tonight's going to be like. We just had an incredible meeting with some leaders out there, different ministry leaders and pastors from around the Philippines that are kind of leaned into this night with us. That was really cool, but... what's your thoughts? What are you feeling about what tonight's going to be like?
Well, I mean, I didn't know anything about Filipino people before I came here. And to meet them and be with them this week has just been beautiful. They're amazing people with this huge love for God, so sincere. And these people are just so real in their love for God. And I'm just really expecting to see that tonight, I think. You know, just to expecting to see this genuine, like authentic, just real sense of my life is for God and nothing else come out tonight. And yeah, the pastors we've met, the people we've met have just been, they have this huge amount of expectancy going into tonight, you know? And if I could be totally honest, I don't think I even came in with as much expectancy as these pastors have, you know? And so it's been amazing. I think tonight's just going to be something we've never seen before. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I was one of the pastors we went to dinner with last night was telling me that some of the people in their church were here yesterday all day praying over this building and praying over every seat in this venue and praying over the stage where we're going to be standing. And they just had this real sense when they were praying that Jesus was going to be in the midst of this place. And I know that God's stirring a lot in the nation and the city, and they feel like what we're doing tonight plays in to that bigger picture of what God's doing here.
Yeah, man, and... I mean, we were just talking about this. We have no idea, really, you know. And there's no telling, you know, what's going to come out of this night. What we're going to walk away. We're going to fly home. But what has been planted here, what seeds have been sown here, you just have no idea. But that's exciting to think that we're going to be a part of that. You know?
So one of the things we try to do in the podcast is paint a picture for people, you know, because they're in all kinds of places right now, and so I wish we could take some time to describe this dressing room, but we just don't really have enough time to do that adequately. But what color would you say the tile is?
I'd say, Matt, what would you say? Matt Melton, our local guitar player.
It's a rose.
It's about
a rose tint.
Yeah, it's a light pink.
I think rose is a very adept, you know, description. So we've got kind of rose tile. These dark lockers that
don't forget the massage table.
Have been here for a while. The massage table, which has written on it that for people who are in distress, that's where they can come in and lay down. And the facilities, just I guess we should just leave that off because there's no way we could start describing that. But it's Manila. But how would you paint a picture for people of what you've seen so far in Manila? For folks who, when they hear about the Philippines, they just, you know, they got this faraway idea in their mind. But you've been here for all of, you know, 30 hours now or something like that. How would you describe the city, paint a picture of the people in the city?
It's pretty chaotic here. When it comes to driving, there are no rules, no laws. And so there have been about three or four times where I feared for my life driving through the streets here. But yeah, people everywhere. And the sights, it's just, I just didn't think you could fit this much into this small of a space. There's so many buildings and so many, there are malls on every corner, you know, shopping everywhere. Really hot and rainy. And the smells sometimes are pleasant, sometimes not so pleasant. but the people here are just amazing. So,
yeah, some of the most beautiful, spirited people you'll meet anywhere in the world. So we are glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming all this way just to be a part of Passion Manila. And I know it's going to be exciting tonight. And an hour and 15 minutes from now, that video is going to roll and something's going to happen. It's going to be crazy.
Can't wait. Can't wait, man.
Wow. Well, Passion Manila is officially in the books. And I would say it's over, but I know it's just beginning because there were like 7,000 or 8,000 crazy people in this building tonight, absolutely going for it with God. And, you know, we've overused this word. I know it's become the official word of the Passion World Tour, but wow, absolutely incredible night. And I just will say a couple things. One, to you people in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and all over Brazil, we have found your cousins. Your people live here in the Philippines, and if the two of you ever get together, if the Brazilians and the Filipinos ever get in the same place, it's going to be absolutely nuts. They were crazy tonight. In fact, it was just so powerful, so many powerful things. But toward the end of the night, I'd done the talk. Ashley is now well known, and her voice has been heard in the Philippines, and it was powerful to see God use her story tonight. And Chris had led a lot of worship, done God of this city, and oh my goodness, they were just showing these shots of Manila. You know, 14 plus million people in this city, and these students are just singing with everything they've got, believing for something greater in this city. And then I went up to do the thank yous, and we're going to take up an offering for KL. We're going to pray for KL. And when I walked up, they just started chanting, you know, we want more, we want more, we want more. And I said, Chris, you know, you don't have any more songs to sing, knowing that he was going to sing How Great Is Our God after this whole little segment. And they were like, yes, he does. How great is our God? And then instantly, the whole arena just started singing How Great Is Our God. And I looked at Chris and I'm like, they're taking over. And they did, and they sang. And so I just was standing there already waiting to record them for the podcast. So I just turned the little recorder on, and this is what you get. 8,000, 7,000 Filipinos just saying, we're going to take over now and sing the songs ourselves. And it sounded a little bit like this. So there you have it. The Brazilians took over. I'll never forget the night that they just started calling out songs, and if Chris didn't sing them, they decided to sing them themselves. And so the Filipinos took over tonight, and I'm telling you, it was a beautiful thing. So standing on stage, we finally finished How Great Is Our God, And we wanted to give them a chance to register their voice on the Passion Podcast. By the way, got no response for the Passion Podcast in the crowd tonight, so I don't think our listenership of 57 people has included any Filipinos yet. But hopefully we'll break some new ground and get some listeners from the 7,000 islands here. But anyway, here's the next segment, giving them a chance to register their voices. Want you to hear them from on stage at the end of the night tonight. It went a little bit like this. And the question I want to ask is, and this is your chance, by the way, because there are people listening to this who don't really know where Manila is. They're going onto Google right now and Google Maps, and they're going, Manila. I think it's over there somewhere, you know, in the Pacific Ocean, somewhere near Southeast Asia, but I don't know exactly where, so they're looking for you right now. And it's amazing to them sitting in Iowa or Oklahoma or Florida or some other state in America or some other nation in Europe or Africa or wherever, that they're people, young people, looking at you. And I just wonder, my question is this for the Passion Podcast. If there's anybody in this building tonight that believes that greater things have yet to come and greater things are still to be done. So what can you say? How do you sum up a night like this? You sum it up by saying thank you to London. I told the students here tonight that you were praying for them, and that blew them away. We did our little Google Earth deal from Atlanta to Kiev to Stockholm to Sao Paulo to Kampala to Paris to London, and from London all the way across to Manila. That was an amazing sight to see us go all the way around the world to Manila. And by the way, if you don't know where Manila is and you just think it's generally somewhere over there in the Pacific, then Google it tonight, check it out online, figure out where this nation is and where this city is, and pray for these people. Chris came back after that little segment when they were praying and giving their offering for KL and started singing How Great Is Our God again. And as usual, started singing in their language, which is Tagalog or Tagalo, depending on who says it. And wow, just a roar went up in the place. Just people saying, that's us. That's our language. That's our culture. And singing How Great Is Our God in that language was just so powerful. And I got goosebumps for like the third or fourth time tonight. But I believe a deposit was made here tonight. I believe that something for the future is changing here. And I don't know how to say this without it sounding really weird, but if you can just close your eyes right now and imagine dropping a rock in a pond and then opening your eyes and seeing ripples that are going out 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 feet from where you were dropped that rock. That's what we found in the Philippines tonight. The songs, Jesus Messiah, brand new song from Chris. They just started singing it like they already knew it. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, like they already knew it. And then songs like Holy Is the Lord, Indescribable. The place went berserk. And you were like, the ripple has reached Manila. The movement has reached Manila. I mentioned in Ashley's journal when Krista played for her, Indescribable, and the whole place just erupted. And I'm just standing there going, Indescribable? How does Indescribable made it all over Manila? And it's just the domino effect of the kingdom of God. It's God taking the little that we can bring to Him and making something out of it that will absolutely blow our minds. And we found a home tonight in the Philippines, and we found a place where passion is already lodged. And it made me remember, in fact, we use this illustration a lot, but I think the first email that we got from a student, and this would be like 5, 6, 7 years ago, in the Passion Movement, who said, I am a college student, I've seen a DVD, I want to know if one day can come to my nation. I think probably the first email I remember reading was from a student in Manila. And I just thought of it right in the middle of the night tonight, that way back when that seed was planted, and it's that seed that really gave birth to this whole idea of doing a world tour and coming to meet these students that somehow God had already connected us with all over the world. And you just never know. You just never know what's going to happen. And so I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on the podcast or not, but we got to meet at the end of the night tonight, just some special friends that we just met. And someone told us yesterday that the wife of the Prince of Brunei would be here tonight. And Shelly and I and Chris just got a chance to meet her. And you should Google Brunei, but it's been a part of the Passion's heartbeat and prayer focus for a long time. It's a little nation that shares one of the Malaysian islands. And the leader of Brunei, the Sultan of Brunei, it's well reputed as the richest man in the world. And his brother, okay, the Prince of Brunei, are you following me here? Well, his wife was here tonight, and their daughter was here tonight. She's 22, and so we got a chance just to hang out with them and share with them. They're believers in Christ. They have a home here in Manila, and they found out about this night, and they were just so excited. And then to stand there and talk with her and to have her say, I've watched How Great Is Our God, and I know about Laminin, and you're just thinking, okay, God, this is bigger than any of us are thinking. This kingdom of God is bigger than any of us have a clue. And we're in it, and we're a part of it, and you're in it. Wherever you are in the world tonight, today, or for whatever time of day it is that you're listening to this, and you're a part of something amazing. And so thank you for praying us to Manila. Thank you for believing in this tour. We're going to sleep now. We're going to get on a plane tomorrow and fly to Malaysia. And so the next time you hear me, we'll be coming to you from Kuala Lumpur, from Passion KL. And so good night from Manila. The blog, once we get it posted tonight, if we can, and hopefully we will, is going to be called The Thrilla in Manila. And most of you are not old enough to even know what that means, but I am. And so that's what we're going to use. So Shelly's standing here. She just came in my rose-colored tile dressing room. And my dressing room, unlike Christian's over there, has got mothballs everywhere in it. I guess that must mean it really... There was something they were trying to cover really bad, but we got to get out of here because the mothballs are absolutely driving me crazy. So we're about to get in a van, truck it back over to the hotel in Manila. Shelly's giving me the wrap-up signal, which is what she does most of the time in life. So I'm wrapping it up now. That's it for me from the Phil Sports Arena, the Passion Podcast, and we will see you guys in KL.